This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for being a part of this broadcast of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I have a little bit of laryngitis, a little bit of throat issues that I'm dealing with at the moment. Hopefully, as the show goes on, they will improve. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Mackenzie is standing by at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Joining us guest-wise is one of our regular contributors. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and the man himself is on the guest lines right now. Let's welcome Tom Appel from Consumer Guide back to Auto World. Tom, how are you doing?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by talking about the unveiling of the Corvette. I don't know if any of your team was in attendance. I, unfortunately, was not in attendance, but did watch it via the web. How about yourself?
Yeah, watched it online. Didn't make the trip out there, but, Chevy made quite a big deal of this launch, and as it turns out, they had some pretty interesting news to share.
They most certainly did, and talk about an extravagant event. They rented a huge aircraft facility that used to be an Air Force base in California, and put on quite a show with not only Corvette enthusiasts being there, but also workers from the Bowling Green factory, and quite a representative of Corvettes of all years.
Yeah, I watched this, and I went into this fairly cynically, and then I came out of it kind of impressed, and I hate to think that I got swept away with all the excitement that Chevy paid for, but I think there's still hope for the old Corvette yet.
Yeah, most definitely, and certainly the unveiling of the mid-engine Corvette is not something that comes to anybody's surprise. We've been seeing the spy shots for quite a few years now.
Yeah, forever,
But the one thing that did surprise me was the price point. I was one who all along thought that a switch to a mid-engine platform would mean a significant increase in the Corvette, but GM President Mark Reuss said during one of his comment periods that the base model will slip in at under $60,000, which you gotta give him credit for that, Tom. That's quite a major accomplishment.
And that is the huge news here, and that is what is so exciting about this. We knew it was going to be mid-engine. We're glad to see that it's still a push-rod small block V8. I mean, it kind of looks like a Corvette still, but I was expecting this car to be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 starting. And if you think about the other mid-range cars out there, the other mid-engine cars, the mid-engine Ferrari 488 starts at close to $300,000. I think it's $270,000. The Acura NSX starts at $160,000. How is the Corvette $100,000 less than the NSX?
Yeah, that is really right on the money. I also had predicted in my head that I thought a mid-range one of these vehicles, you know, would be $125,000 to $150,000. I thought the base entry level one would be somewhere under $100,000. But you know, three cheers for the red, white, and blue. The push rod two valve overhead valve V8 lives on in variable displacement form. This will run on both 8 cylinders as well as 4 cylinders and most likely deliver some pretty significant fuel economy when mated to its first time ever dual clutch automatic transmission. No manual transmission, at least at this point, offered in the Corvette. That's a little bit of a surprise.
It's a little bit of a surprise. I don't know what the take rate was on the manual transmission in the Corvette, but I suspect that it was under 20%, may have even been closer to 10%. So I guess I'm not super surprised that the manual is gone. Though the 6-speed, actually, yeah, was it a 6-speed or a 7-speed? It was really great in the Corvette. That was a really nice vehicle to drive
the
manual.
It was an 8-speed, actually 8-speed automatic.
The manual was that a 6-speed or a 7-speed?
It was a 7, yeah.
It was a 7. Okay, yeah.
Yep, and it had the rev matching capability, too. Who knows, down the road we may see one of the incarnations of the Corvette, as they've already teased a convertible variant of this, which was also a little bit of a surprise. I thought they'd hold that one a little bit closer to their chest. Haven't had a great deal of time to check out the interior, but Tom, have you had a chance to scope out the interior of this mid-engine 2020 Vette?
Yeah, one of the more interesting components of the interior, and perhaps the most controversial, and if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you can just search on Corvette interior, and conversations on this will come up. But many of the controls are lined up in a single line, a contour line that goes around the driver from the dash top down to the center console. It's really interesting because I'm wondering how long it'll take a driver to acclimate to the placement of those things. But the result is a very clean-looking dash and console otherwise. This is either the start of a new trend or a really weird affectation.
Very good. I'm going to have to check that out a little bit more closely. And certainly, we're not that far off. I would imagine the order books are already open for the 2020 Corvette. When do you think that they'll actually have these available? When do you think we'll actually see them rolling on the streets, the highways and byways of America?
Yeah, I was pretty sure they were going to hit the road before the end of the year.
Wow, that's pretty decent, definitely. And again, if you're somebody like myself who always aspired to own a Corvette, and I was one of those kids, and I saved for my first Corvette 11 years, Tom. I put $3,000 aside for 11 years in a row before I bought my first one, which was a 50th anniversary one. I was not the 50th anniversary edition that I owned. I owned a black coupe, but followed that up with a C5 Corvette, which I held on to for a little bit too long. I got it in 1998 and held on to it until about 2014 or so, and I should have along the way turned it in for a sixth generation Corvette, and maybe I would be in line for a seventh generation Corvette, but marriage and kids and other things got in the way, and so God only knows if I'll ever own a Corvette again. I do tend to play lotteries for some exotic cars, which are up for sale on the Dream Giveaway Sweepstakes, which is actually a good charity, which benefits a lot of children's charities. So, and if you're interested in Corvettes, I also encourage you to check out the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, which holds quite often raffles, and those raffles are much better odds than any Dream Giveaway or anything else. The tickets are much more expensive. They're $100 or so or more, but you have a much better shot at winning a Corvette that way than any other way. But I'm definitely impressed with the C8 Corvette and can't wait to get behind the wheel of the thing.
No, I'm looking forward to that, too. And a quick note about the Bowling Green, Kentucky Museum. My daughter, who has no interest in cars whatsoever, enjoyed our 2 hours there a few years ago. So it's a wonderful place to spend time. It's a nice walk through history. Even if you don't like cars or Corvettes, there's a lot there to see.
very well said. I've done a couple of live broadcasts from there, and of course, haven't been there since the implosion of the floor, but nevertheless, they've turned that into a display as well. That's going to do it for this segment on the Corvette. Straight ahead, we're going to go to ConsumerGuide.com and see what Tom and his boys have been up to. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
we're back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're going to talk about some of the vehicles that have gone through the doors at ConsumerGuide.com in recent times, and also anytime that Tom joins us, he does a great job mixing in some great nostalgia and humor pieces, and he's been up to his usual magic, and so we'll talk to him about some older vehicle stuff as well. But let's begin by talking about another 2020 vehicle. This is from Kia. It's the Soul X line of all the box square-esque vehicles that we had at one point. Of course, we had the Honda Element, and we had the quite ugly Scion XB in two different generations. The only one of these box vehicles I ever cared for was the Soul, and it seems to have had some legs. They've sold a lot of these Souls, Tom, and this is a new treatment that they're putting into the lineup, something called X-Line. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, and you're correct in you mentioning that the little box thing just didn't work. There was the Scion XB, the first generation of it sold reasonably well, but the public turned its back on the second generation. There was also the Nissan Cube, which was an odd looking
thing. Oh, yes.
The Kia Soul was heavily updated for 2020, and they've added a sort of a mid-level, high-content line called the X line, which is very affordable, but it's basically just a lot of exterior trim content with some stuff you want inside at a relatively attractive price. Consumer Guide, we've always loved the Soul. We've made it a Best Buy for several years running. The 2020 is now being considered for Best Buy status, obviously, but the X line is the one we had through the office, and we continue to like it because the fundamentals are still there. It is extremely roomy for the space that it sits on. It's relatively fun to drive. It's nicely finished, and the pricing is right. And this X-Line we drove is no exception. We averaged almost 32 miles per gallon. It's reasonably quick with the base engine. And you can't argue with the price. Ours was nicely equipped at $22,600, which is, again, that's about $15,000 less than the average new car these days.
Yeah, that's impressive. There's no question about it. This is the third generation now of the Soul. And one thing that I know historically, you guys always give these vehicles great marks for big folks and tall folks. The big and tall index is quite significant here, and it surprises a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. It's actually one of the roomier vehicles you can buy. I like to call it a four-tom vehicle in that you could put four of me in that vehicle comfortably. I'm a big guy. I'm a little bit more than 6 feet tall and over 300 pounds. But, yeah, this is just a roomy vehicle. It's surprisingly roomy. Really short overhangs mean that it's also surprisingly easy to park in the city. You can parallel park this. You can get it into small spaces. But you've got the big hatchback for cargo if you needed to move something big. It's just an excellent all-around vehicle and a good small family vehicle.
And as you point out here, the only negative fact is the fact that there isn't an all-wheel drive option available, and being based out of Chicago, that makes a whole lot of sense. With so many other competitors offering all-wheel drive, and with the entire Subaru lineup, with the exception of the BRZ sports car being all-wheel drive, it's kind of surprising to me that Kia hasn't added all-wheel drive as an option into the mix here.
We have sort of a tacit confession that one is on the way. Kia did show an all-wheel drive version of this as a concept car. I think it was two auto show cycles ago. I'm trying to remember. It might have been called the Trailster. I think that's what the concept was called. But there is an all-wheel drive version of this almost certainly coming, which will increase its appeal.
No, most definitely. And you can't argue with that bottom line price, the $22,000 for a pretty significantly loaded automobile in 2020. That is a very, very good buy. And folks, you can check out all the information at consumerguide.com. And speaking of that, Tom, for those of our listeners who haven't had the opportunity to check out the blog at Consumer Guide, tell folks about what you guys do each and every week and some of the cool stuff that folks can find there.
Yeah, if you're looking for a new car or a used car and you're looking for a quick overview, please please go to consumerguide.com. That's where all of our reports live. If you're looking for a little bit more depth or something fun, we like to look back at car culture too, check out our blog. You can get there from consumerguide.com or go directly to the CG Daily Drive. That's CG Daily Drive. We try to have some fun. New content goes up at least daily, sometimes more often than that. And we invite you to check it out and share it with your friends, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, folks, you should do that. This is a really well-done site, and Tom and his team do a great job of providing lots of cool information. Continuing on the new car front, let's talk about an offering from BMW. This is the 2019 X5 xDrive 4.0 or 40i. Not quite sure how they want us to pronounce that, but nevertheless, it's a mouthful. 2019 BMW X5 xDrive 40i.
And for all that mouthful, we can just say that this is really the base X5. and this is really kind of a fundamental luxury crossover. The X5 was one of the first luxury crossovers ever introduced in the U.S. There was also the Mercedes-Benz ML, came out about the same time. But this is still just a really important component in BMW's lineup, and we drove one. The xDrive 40i means that it's all-wheel drive and powered by the BMW's now just ubiquitous 3-liter turbocharged engine, which is excellent in this application. But this remains just a really nice, balanced luxury crossover. If you're not looking for something high performance, but you are looking for something refined, that's quick, that's really easy to drive, and just really a delight on the road, but not over the top, this is it. The bad news is you can load one up to a very high price tag. Ours was fully equipped and came to about $74,000. That's with every possible option on it, but you can watch the price and probably keep that reasonably under $65,000, which is still a lot of money for a car, but this is a BMW.
Yeah, very well said, and it does offer some very cool options like the M-Sport brakes, the 20-inch alloy wheels, their Harman Kardon sound systems tend to be quite well done. I haven't been in one recently, but overall, this vehicle kind of gets, like all, we've touched on it before, it seems like the Germans seem to specialize in this, Tom. You start out with a reasonable sticker price, and it doesn't take long to get this vehicle very, very, very much over the top option-wise and price-wise, and the same things could be said about Porsches, about Mercedes products, and about Audis as well. What is it about the Germans that they tend to do this?
I'm not entirely sure, and I think what might be going on is that to allow BMW and Mercedes and Audi to advertise relatively attractive lease prices, they keep the cars fairly basic, but I don't think any dealers actually order vehicles in that condition.
Very well said. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages and then more with Tom Appel, publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Most every state has lifted coronavirus restrictions, even as the infection rate is still rising in some places. On ABC's This Week, White House Virus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx said you have to know why the hotspots happen.
Some of this is increased testing in areas where we know are the highest risk, whether it's nursing homes, whether it's areas where people work and sleep and stay together or transport together, and really getting proactive testing out there to find cases before there's community spread.
So should we get another economic stimulus? New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
At our hour of need, in the biggest health care crisis in the history of our country, the biggest economic crisis in the history of our country, the last thing we need to do is to lay any of those folks off and increase the unemployment rate and underserve our residents.
This is USA Radio News. New York has reported their daily coronavirus deaths. It's now down to 84 after many weeks of being in the hundreds. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's a critical benchmark. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishin says many parts of the state are waiting for the all clear to start reopening.
How soon the Mid-Hudson region of New York will open depends on the number of trained contact tracers.
And I said, look, we have a choice. If we can get them trained over Memorial Day weekend, we can reopen on Tuesday.
All that's left is another 857 more contact tracers to be trained in the region. More than 2,200 have already been identified overall, with a majority already trained. For Long Island, contact tracing is slated to be online by this Wednesday.
We could open by Wednesday if the number of deaths continues to decline and we get that tracing up. So that is also very good news.
The state's beaches will remain open throughout Memorial Day weekend, with the governor saying that so far, beachgoers have been compliant.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to
Autoworld with Bob Long. Speaking of Cadillacs, let's go back in time here on Autoworld. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide, and Tom just recently did a story on the Cadillac XLR, which was Cadillac's second attempt at selling a modern-day two-seat sports car. And like the Elante, which came before it, neither one of these were really big hits, Tom.
No, they really weren't. The XLR was such an interesting car because, unlike the Elante before it, which was based on a front-wheel drive architecture that was shared with a number of different vehicles in GM's lineup, the XLR was actually designed around the Corvette architecture and built alongside the Corvette in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So it had some pretty good DNA. As I remember the vehicle, and I was fortunate enough to drive both the base model and the sportier V performance version, it was a pretty convincing car. Pricing was a problem for the car, and I think that just general public perception. I think that not enough time had elapsed since the Elante had been introduced, and I don't know that people were convinced that this was actually a Cadillac-level vehicle.
That's a good point, and it's thing to point out the fact that this was available in V form as Cadillac introduced a number of sporty products, and the XLR did get the V treatment, and they only made about 2,188 of those particular variants, and that's perhaps a future collectible for somebody. But it's interesting, like you said, built alongside the Corvette. It seemed to have a lot of good things going for it, but on the other hand, this such a competitive marketplace when you get into that type of territory that we're talking about with the Elante. You know, you're not that far off from some other choices such as the Mercedes-Benz SL or SLK and a number of other roadsters. So this vehicle, despite the fact that it was sharing some of the Corvette's architecture, it really wasn't that particularly a great performance car, Tom.
No, the XLR was powered by Cadillac's own version of the Northstar engine. It was good for a little bit over 300 horsepower, which put it at a power deficit to the Corvette, which it was based on, of course. But it was also about 50% more money than the Corvette starting with a base price of, what was it here, $77,000, which was an awful lot of money in 2006. It's an awful lot of money now.
Absolutely. And the V configurated XLR, V two-door convertible, $97,485. And that was a lot to swallow back in 2006.
Yeah, the power numbers were pretty good. It was a supercharged version of the Northstar engine, good for 443 horsepower, a solid 414 pound-feet of torque. So in 2006, it was doing 60 under 5 seconds, which was certainly commendable. But yeah, the six-digit price tag just sat really poorly with a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, you can check out some more great pictures and take a look back in time at the 2006 Cadillac XLR at consumerguide.com. Let's talk about some other cool things that you've been covering at consumerguide.com. I noticed you had a story up. Damon Bell went out to a Good Guys event and wrote a story about American classics. Tell us a little bit about this piece.
Yeah, our guy Damon Bell, who's also our tall guy in all our reviews, so if you read our big and tall ratings, those are based on Damon's 6'6" stature. Damon's from the Iowa area, and he has attended every single Good Guys show in Des Moines, Iowa. And people who don't know about Good Guys, it is a massive car show, and it's all sorts of fun, and there's all sorts of different stuff there. And this year there were 4,000 vehicles, so it would take you more than a day to actually even get close to seeing all the vehicles there. But Damon has an eye for vehicles that are unrestored, unmolested, and generally just kind of survivors. And he likes the ones that are saved that aren't necessarily the collectible cars, and that's basically what Damon took a lot of pictures of here, and they're really awesome. He's got a good eye for finding the kind of stuff that you're like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, very well done, folks. Check that one out as well. Let's talk about the Nissan Murano, which for many years has been a class-leading vehicle. Of course, going back to the original one was kind of groundbreaking, but the subsequent generations have been less groundbreaking and more of an evolution of that first model.
That's exactly right. The first Murano was really a groundbreaking crossover. It was really one of the first crossovers. It was also interesting that it was positioned as a slightly high-end vehicle, and the styling was controversial and really interesting. But when they redesigned the Murano, and I think we're looking at the third generation of it now, it has become much more mainstream. It is now a direct competitor for the Ford Edge, the redesigned Honda Passport, and the new Chevy Blazer. And that is a two-row vehicle, and it gets right there in the market, and it kind of gets neglected, I think, when a lot of people go cross-shopping, and that might be a mistake. A lot of pluses to this vehicle, including a nice interior. It's one of the few vehicles that in that class that mates a V6 engine to a CVT transmission, but few people do CVTs better than Nissan, and it works well in this particular application.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. it does work well in this particular application. And we're seeing the use of more CVTs across the board. Touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, there are places where they weren't before. The new Corollas, for example, which are high mile cars, are now going to be CVT only. The Honda Accord, for example, now using CVTs. So we're seeing them sneak in there, and they're good for a significant improvement in fuel economy. And if you remember early CVTs, which were frankly terrible in a lot of applications, they had that slingshot effect where the engine would spool up before you'd feel any movement, which was incredibly unnerving and unsatisfying as a driver. They don't work like that anymore. They're a lot more responsive, and some manufacturers even program in steps as if there are gears there. So if you're a driver who's been driving for a while and you're used to how a transmission, a stepped, you know, regular speed transmission used to feel, CVTs feel a little bit like that now. I think a lot of people wouldn't know they were driving one.
No, that's very true. I remember one of my first experiences driving a CVT in an Audi. It was actually an A4 Cabriolet going back into the early 2000s, and had very much that rubber band feeling, which is quite a bit unsettling.
Yeah, I think the first CVT I ever experienced was probably a second-generation Toyota Prius, which had an awful lot going on. You had a non-traditional transmission, you had the regenerative braking, you had the electric boost, and it worked well for what it was, and I don't want to take anything away from the Prius, but by the second generation, they didn't quite have it all, like, really nailed down, and it was an interesting driving experience, and probably not the most satisfying driving experience.
Let's talk about a new vehicle from Hyundai, which you guys put through the paces recently. This is the 2019 Hyundai Elantra Limited. And again, styling-wise, the folks at Hyundai continue to turn out some good-looking vehicles. It's becoming more and more difficult these days, Tom, to find ugly vehicles. At one time, there was it seems like there were quite a few offenders out there, but nowadays, even in entry-level form, a lot of these vehicles come right from the factory in a pretty stylish form.
They really do, and the Elantra is a very nicely finished vehicle for the money. I sort of think of the Elantra as the anti-Civic. They're both compact sedans. They're both very likable, and they're both strong values, but where the Civic is just generally sportier by nature, the Elantra is just a little bit more luxurious by nature, and a little bit quieter and more refined as well. And if you're looking for a commuter car for the highway, this is a good way to go.
That's right. Listen to Tom. Good commuter car for the highway. Straight ahead, more with Tom Appel. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning running population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Sorry, I have a little bit of laryngitis that I'm battling, which is not a good thing for a radio person of any kind. But nevertheless, we're having fun here with our great friend Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. And Tom, I thought it would be nice to touch on the future collectible story that appears in the sister publication to Consumer Guide, Collectible Automobile, which is focused squarely on the 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon. And no doubt about it, this, without question, will be a future collectible.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, every collectible automobile appears bi-monthly. There's six issues every year, and in every issue, the editors who contribute to that pick one cheap wheel, so it's a vehicle you can afford now that they think is interesting. Usually you can find one for less than $10,000, and one future collectible, and that's a vehicle that you can probably park in your garage and someday maybe see some auction action with. And one of those vehicles is the Dodge Demon. The Demon is such an interesting vehicle because it was only a couple of years ago we would have asked, well, what can Dodge do that's faster than a Hellcat?
Yep.
The answer turned out to be the Demon with more than 800 horsepower and some really cool collectible bits. There was the Demon Performance Box. I forgot exactly what that was cost, but it came with performance drag wheels for the front end of the car. And yeah, it's just really a unique vehicle. And I think that because it's not entirely streetable, sales might be just a little bit limited, and it's the kind of thing that people will be looking for in the future.
Yeah, I would agree, and it will be interesting to see how these are equipped too.
Yeah, absolutely. I the wide body treatment too, which is interesting, that was introduced on this vehicle, is now being spread throughout the Challenger lineup. So this vehicle has had a serious impact on what the Challenger is moving forward.
And now that they're offering the wide body treatment to the SRT Hellcat Charger, that's a new offering for 2020. That will be interesting to see that vehicle with its extra beefy fenders. There isn't quite as fast at the top end as the extra meat of the wide body cuts into the aerodynamic flow. But again, as you and I have talked about in the past, you got to love the folks at FCA and the way that they are offering the Challenger in particular in so many different guises, so many different combinations, with a shaker hood, without a shaker hood, you know, with a wide body, without a wide body, with an automatic, with a manual. The combinations are endless here, and will keep busy, keep folks busy for quite some time to come.
Yeah, and a month does not go by that there isn't some new version of the Challenger. And it might just be a special paint job or just a decal package, but there is always something new for the Challenger. It is always making news somehow.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Maseratis. It's not that often that we get to talk about exotic cars like Maserati coming through a press fleet from a manufacturer, but you guys got the hands and the keys to the Levante GTS for 2019. This is a vehicle which shares some underpinnings with the Jeep Grand Cherokee, believe it or not.
Unbelievably, yes, it does. Although it does not seem to bear much of a resemblance to that car once you're behind the wheel. It feels decidedly Italian, and that's a good thing, I think, for Maserati. The vehicle is powered, and I think this is most important, in GTS trim. It is powered by a version of the Ferrari V8 that you can find in the 488, a little bit smaller here. This is a 3.8-liter twin-turbocharged V8, and it's coupled to an 8-speed automatic transmission. I think it's a ZF unit. But this car is rocket fast and makes wonderful noise. Now, the extent to which someone wants a crossover that sounds like this and feels like this, I don't know. But it is truly entertaining to drive. The controls are a little bit weird, but I think that's in keeping with this vehicle's somewhat exotic nature. The price gets up there, though. Our test car came to about $140,000. But it is lightning fast, it handles well, and you will not see these on every block.
Most definitely not, and hats off to them in the power plant department. 3.8-liter, 8-cylinder V8, hooked to an 8-speed automatic transmission, 550 horsepower. That is pretty significant, and they've done a good job here in packaging this vehicle as well. It looks like it could definitely be an alternative to some even pricier limited production SUVs out there on the marketplace, such as the Lamborghini SUV. I saw one of those on the road within the last few months. And, of course, we've got Rolls-Royce now offering an SUV. Did you ever think you'd see the day that you'd see these type of manufacturers offering an SUV?
No, I have not. And what's more interesting is that I think in the case of the Bentley Bentayga and the Rolls-Royce, the Cullinan, I think they're both selling fairly well. I don't know that those manufacturers ever issued actual sales expectation numbers, but I know the Cullinan they can't build enough of them. There are dealers clamoring for more of those. So there apparently is, to some degree, a market for $350,000 SUVs.
You and I need to find out a little bit about how to get into that kind of club, because
we do.
It's mind-boggling to me the amount of money that's out there that's available to purchase these exquisite vehicles, and good luck to you if you're one of those few people that can get behind the wheel of one of these vehicles. But for most folks, gonna have to definitely compromise and maybe buy something a little bit more down to earth, like a regular Grand Cherokee.
which could be very luxurious as well.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget they have the SRT Hellcat version of that as well, which I've yet to see one on the road. I know it's the priciest Jeep to date, pushing $100,000, but not to be found. I have not seen one on the road.
No, interestingly, what I have seen, and I would think that the sales numbers wouldn't justify how many of these I've seen, I keep seeing the Dodge Durango SRT on the road, which is a beefy version of the 392 V8. And yeah, I don't know why, but they're all over the Chicago suburbs.
You know, you're absolutely right. They're all over the state of Florida down here. And that 485 horsepower Scat Pack engine, 6.2 liters, 392 cubic inches. Looks like they're doing quite well. And I know if someone told me you must have a Dodge Durango, I would definitely make sure that I opt for the SRT variant, because that's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think we're losing the Durango soon. I think that's going to be dropped from the Dodge lineup in the next 18 months. So if you want one, time is limited.
Yeah, the same could be true for the Challenger and the Charger. I've heard some rumblings, too, that they are not going to be around for forever. And if you want one, it would be a good idea to get it while you can. And interesting, we were hearing some rumors about perhaps a continued variation of the Hellcat. However, this time using a combination of battery electric enhancement to a traditional V8 engine, and that would make for an interesting combination and make for an interesting price equation too, how much they can pull that off for.
Yeah, that would be interesting, and I don't know that they can make that make dollar sense for a limited production vehicle, because there's really no electrified version yet of any of Chrysler's rear drive architecture. I'm sorry, FCA's rear drive architecture. I'd love to see it, though.
Yeah, no, it definitely would be a treat to see that. But you're right, they're all over the place here in the greater Orlando, Florida, and other parts of Florida. So they're doing well. Ron Burgundy, I think, has a lot of selling power. Yes, the anchor man that did the commercials of Will Ferrell's character, who evidently just really went crazy when he did the initial series of commercials there. They just turned on the camera and he just did like 25 to 30 minutes worth of stuff without any script or anything. So that's very, very cool indeed. For you folks that are on the tall side, log on to 5 shopping tips for tall guys, 5 vehicle shopping tips. The official tall guy at Consumer Guide, Damon Bell, has written this, and Tom, I'm sure you would encourage people to check this out as well. But in the meantime, you're chasing us out the door. I want to thank you very much for your time today. I apologize for my voice, and we'll get you back real soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.